Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Man's not going to end this, by the way. Press his pause.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the No BS Guide to Life with me, Bangs Naban, in London.
Me. You're in London. Are you sure?
I'm almost certain.
Yeah, physically you're there. And me, do you remember me? My name's Lamara. I'm not in New York. I'm in Detroit. What's up?
Oh, all the things. So we've been absent for a while, friends. You might have
been
noticed.
A bit MIA. We've been a bit incognito, folks.
We're going to explain that in a minute. We're going to do some good shit and bullshit for you first.
Right. Yeah, let's get into what we normally do. Yeah. If y'all still remember. But Bangs.
Yeah.
Good shit, bullshit.
This week I'm going to call good shit on London and summer and carnival and good vibes. Just the lead up to that, I've just kind of been feeling it this week. And, you know, good vibes coming from good people. You know, there's an energy at the moment that I'm kind of feeling that I just enjoy. You know, when you just vibrate off people's good kind of feels that they send you.
Yeah,
I've been riding high off that the past few weeks, and that's kind of been keeping me going through a particularly difficult time. So I'm calling good shit on that.
Wicked. I, on a vibe level, I think it relates equally. I'm calling good shit on the city of Detroit. I've been here for a few days. I would like it to be a few days more, but this is time permitted. And I'm calling good shit on community, pride, protectiveness, understanding, deep and thoughtful insight, and general love. It's been a real experience on many, many levels to be here, for one, to talk to some phenomenal people. And these are the things that have come through the conversations that I'm just going to call good, amazing, epic shit on. Pride, love, resistance, passion, people of this city. Boom. That's me, bruh.
And there, fist in the air.
Raise that fist, bruh. Fist in the air.
I love
fist
it.
Fist in the air with them things.
I love the sound of the vibe of Detroit. I'm kind of feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Bullshit. I'm gonna let you go because I know that we're gonna call bullshit on the same thing, so go ahead.
Oh, I'm just sitting here like gleefully tapping my fingers together. So people, my mum always told me as a child, and still as an adult, never ever to lie. She actually always says, "Mum, Lamara, liars become thieves." I don't know why, but that's her summation. Also, remember the tale of Pinocchio? Little boy who lied. Didn't his nose grow? And all of that shit. I'm calling bullshit on liars, and one and a few in particular. So we talk about good vibes. Can't run up to carnival at the moment. Brazil, it's a huge fucking sporting competition going on called the Olympics. I've been literally glued to my screen at every moment, watching all the brilliance that's going on there. Brazil as a city to host the Olympics has not been an easy feat. It's really interesting for me, actually, being in Detroit and understanding the fabric of the city here and the people and the adversity they have had to come over because of what people label their city as, and in watching stuff on Rio and understanding the context of Rio. So when you're an outsider, when you are, I guess, and I put that in inverted commas, of a nation to come and do your thing, there's a certain amount of respect you should give to that city, which somehow Ryan Lochte and the whole US swimming Olympic team totally forgot on levels of fuckery, which I, like, you know, if you don't know this story, get to know this story. Lying never pays off in any feat, right? But to go to this city and to lie and to fabricate, he says, embellish or fabricate an incident which really didn't ever happen or transpire now the way we know it to have transpired, is such a misdemeanor and just bloody out of order, guys. Like, what happened was, news broke that four Olympic swimmers had been held up at gunpoint in a gas station in Brazil. Shock, shock, horror. People who are clickbaiters, people who wanted something like this to happen in Brazil, were like, yep, knew it. This is why we should have never had this here, guys. And the bad PR that it's stimulated since then and kind of distracting from a lot of the good that's going on in the games came to the forefront. Call it intuition. I had a little niggle in my chest that, I don't think we're getting the whole nine here, guys. I don't think we're getting the full story. Two twos, it transpires. Nothing like that really happened. Yes, there was a gun drawn, as we've seen from CCTV footage. But we've also seen this dickhead vandalize a gas station with his mates, urinate on things, act a damn fool because he thinks he can. And you know why he thinks he can, Bang? Remember that little thing we were talking about, white privilege, a few weeks ago? Oh, that's why he can.
Loud and proud in that motherfucker right there.
Right? What is it with fucking US Olympic swimmers? Some of them, the white men, just non-famous or famous, catch that as you will. And that's how it transpired. So Brazil police are like, nah, mate.
Don't try it.
It's not how it goes down. Don't try a thing.
Yeah.
Yank his brother into a plane. He flees. And now what I was watching yesterday is an interview on NBC where he feels to still beat around the bush and very, very PR, very coerced, very prompted, explain the new situation and events because your lie has come to be what it is, a lie, in the worst way through CCTV footage, right? And just people doing a damn job correctly and saying, no, you're wrong, this didn't go down like this. And then to see him cry and to see him say he's brought his country to disrepute. What about what you've done to Brazil so far, fam? And it's like, you know, I can only speculate and assume from afar how it relates and how the people of Brazil have taken this. There's, I think, pieces up and around which I haven't had a time to delve into yet. But that, I call bullshit on that on so many levels, of going somewhere and not respecting the locale and the culture and the people, of lying and telling the worst fib that could destruct goodness that's being done and a reputation that is semi-tarnished already for your white privilege in its abundance right now, which means you can have the time and the floor to go on TV and talk and act remorseful, but not really be remorseful because you really don't give a shit. You didn't then, you didn't now.
Yeah, and that's, for, I think, what bothers me most. After you. I think, watching his thing, that I'm not even going to call it an apology because that's not what it was, but the main vibe is just, he looks actually more annoyed at the fact that, oh, we're still talking about this? Like, it's not that big a deal, guys. Like, come on.
I was immature. And it's so interesting as well, Rang, like, the other layer of the language. I don't know how old this dude is. He's not Googleable anymore to me.
He's 32 years old.
And he's immature?
Mm.
How are you immature at 30?
The fact that they were referring to these dudes as kids is like, shut the fuck up. They're not. They're adults who know better.
You're grown men. Right, without, you know, let's not dissect my masculinity here, but let's know manners and let's be better, right? Let's be respectful. But you don't have to do that at the stage and stature you're on. So I've given you like the whole backstory, guys, but that's what I call bullshit on massively, like all of those things which I outlined. It's just
he would have won himself a lot more fans if he'd have just had the ability to be like, after all was said and done, he got found out. If he'd have just had the ability to be like, you know what? Yep, caught out. I was completely in the wrong. It was stupid of me, completely stupid. Exactly. I was really disrespectful. This is what actually happened. Had he have just been honest about it, but he keeps trying to justify the situation, beat around the bush and whatever. It's like, mate, no, you were wrong. Like, wrong. Just admit
wrong
it.
Wrong is wrong.
Just admit it. Like, but now you're fucking your career. Actually, keep going because you've fucked your career completely. So keep going, bro. Because
it's okay.
You ain't going to work after this. You ain't going to work after this. So
yeah.
Good luck to you, friend.
Yeah.
And that's a cosign. That's both called bullshit on.
Yes, I do also call bullshit on that. So yeah.
We don't have a show today. Because we kind of want to explain our that's a weird word for me to say at 9:25 in the morning, but our hiatus previously and to come. Knock knock, remember that thing called life that we're living in and rears its head and reminds us daily that we're living and breathing creatures and entities, and at times we deal with real shit. We're both going through that at that moment. Yeah, bangs.
So, yeah. I'm going to try and do this bit without crying. So, for those of you who follow me on social media, you'll know this anyway, but basically on July the 25th, my beloved dog Stringer Bell got diagnosed with advanced lymphoma and was given only a couple of months to live. Hang on. I'm going to be able to say it. I can say it. So in light of that, obviously, life goes on in one sense, but Stringer is clearly a huge part of my life. Like I do everything with Stringer. Like he comes with me everywhere. So just the past few weeks have been kind of a lot of vet visits, a lot of money, trying to get his medication right and the diagnosis and sorting all of that out, for the outcome to be what we know it's going to be, right? Like there's, unfortunately, it is what it is. It's terminal. Like you can't, same with in humans, cancer can hit anybody at any time. It's the same with animals and it sucks just as much. And I appreciate if you're not a dog owner or if you haven't had a pet before, this whole diatribe I'm giving you right now probably sounds really ridiculous and stupid, but hopefully those of you who are dog owners will understand how painful it is to go through something like this. So obviously for me, I do a number of things career-wise in my life. And time is of a kind of limited resource for me. And Sundays are really the only day that I have free. Sundays happen to be also the day that Lamara and I record these podcasts. And unfortunately, we deal with a time difference as well. Her being in America, me being here. We talk for a couple of hours doing the podcast. I then edit it afterwards and upload it. And so essentially it's kind of my whole day every Sunday is spent doing this podcast, which I love doing. But at the same time, at this particular time, I'm really short on time in every sense and just kind of want to spend any free time I have with my dog and making sure that my dog has the best kind of life that I can give him to the end. Whenever the end is going to be, we don't know. They gave him a couple months, could be longer. I'm hoping he's a medical miracle and he's going to survive it all. He's responding well. He's responding well to the medication so far. The vets are pleased with that. But we just don't know, right? Like it's just essentially, I'm told he's just going to deteriorate and then at some point have a vet visit that he's not going to come home from. So I kind of need to, I need to have my Sundays to just be with my dog, which I know sounds like probably a really silly thing.
Don't you dare apologize for that. Sorry. Don't you dare. In whatever way you know or connect with Bangs digitally on real life, like Stringer is the apex of her life and has touched so many people thus far that knowing that, apologizing for you doing this is not warranted. We've previously spoken, like, nothing beats this right now. Do not apologize for this. There's no excuse to be made. We're very polite and we're saying, hey, like, we haven't been speaking to you for a while, but that you want to apologize for this is the action you want to do from this. I don't want to hear.
Okay.
Because I love you both too much.
Aww, I appreciate that.
There's no apology needed for that. I think it put, for me, a lot of things in perspective. Mm. This news, talking to you, everything to do around this, that sometimes we need to apologize less for sticky moments in our lives. Mm. I read like a little meme comic the other day, when it was just like, someone had drawn something and a girl was like, oh, I'm really sorry, I spent like half an hour talking about my feelings. And it was like a caption like, don't apologize for how you feel in that way. Just say thank you, you know? And I think there's ways in which we, I don't know, I can't think of the word I want to say about the act of an apology in this moment, but where it's not needed and when we should just speak and be unashamed in our emotion. I think there's greater empathy yielded off that. So I don't want you to apologize for this.
Okay. I'll take the apology back.
take that back.
I'll take the apology back. You got a receipt?
Right. So that's where we are at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at some point, the podcast will be back. I can't really say when at this point. I just, you know, obviously, I don't want anyone to read deep into it and think there's issues with Lamar and I's friendship or anything like that. It's absolutely nothing to do with that.
We're live with it. It's issues, Fabian. Let's talk about the issues.
So it's absolutely nothing to do with that. I love Lamar to death. I love having conversations with her every week. I love doing this podcast. But I also, sometimes you just kind of have to realize, like, and I think that's what it is for me, I'm just doing too many things and I have to, my focus has to be on this particular thing right now, because if it wasn't, and you know, I just continue on as we've been continuing on, and then, you know, my little dude's not here anymore, I'm going to regret that a lot, you know, that I didn't spend that time and make every moment as comfortable and happy for him as I can. So at some point we'll be back with our good shit and bullshit and all of that. And our various rants about various things. I can't really give you a timeline on that right now. But,
no worries.
You know, obviously follow us both on social media and all of that. You can still get your fix of Bangs and Lamara in various other ways.
Most def.
Yeah.
And then also, like, as an aside, you know, like, it's made me think of the attention you need to pay to yourself or those that you love close and dear. You said something there, you haven't got enough time, there's the prioritizing and you need to focus on one thing. Maybe we should all focus on one thing a bit more.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. It really makes me think of that, of how we're stretching ourselves thin for whatever goal.
Yeah.
Whatever that goal is, right? And the process that is and how much energy that takes up, for good or for worse, but focus and time and one single thing is where we should start refocusing our energies to. So you're not doing the wrong thing. I don't think so. Thanks, in fact, homie. I know so.
Thanks, homie.
So yes. I got you. I'm hugging in my laptop.
Hugging.
Because I miss you.
Virtual
I miss you
hugs. So much. I miss you too. Okay.
It's all right. When Trump wins, I'll be back real soon. So don't worry about it.
Word. He wants the black vote now, so you know. He wants the vote of every single African American.
I can't vote.
But you've got to tell all the black people there, you've got to tell them that he wants all of their votes. So, he must have them because they've been so terribly done by the Democrats. So
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Next.
This man never looked at a statistic in his life, has he? Like, anyway.
Man never looked in his headpiece, but I could go. Anyway, next.
Let's move on.
As is customary fashion. Yeah. Short and sweet, to the point. This is what I'll go on with us. But as in customary fashion, we end with words of wisdom, words to live by. I'm going to go first.
Go.
Because they're like, it's not even, they're words, but it's in the form of a question. Been asking this people this question lately, of late. If you had 10,000 hours to become a master or an expert or a professional in one thing, what would you use those 10,000 hours for? I got an answer yesterday, which just really slowed me down. Listening. Mm. There's a tendency, I think, with a question like that, and it's very much connected in light of what we're saying, to do 20 million things, to learn a language, to become, you know, a master of something, to learn how to do a backflip, as someone asked me to do. There's a tendency to do an activity that shows energy and shows force, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to spend 10,000 hours listening, either to yourself or to someone else, is so quite as powerful, you know? And I've always operated off the belief, again, another motherism, God gave you two ears and one mouth. You should listen more than you talk. So listening to yourself, to the person you're with, to your body, or to what you need to do, I think ties into the focus and the attention that we need to apply to one single thing. So it's not really a quote, but I would either ask yourself that question or ask someone you know that question, what would you do with 10,000 hours? But the response to listen, I think is proper dope.
I concur.
Yeah, that's me. Over to you, Astro.
So mine are, I saw this post was shared on Facebook this morning, and I'm going to cut it real short, but it's about an old lady in a bookshop who ended up, there was a student, a young student behind her buying textbooks, and she bought the textbooks for the boy, like $400+ worth of textbooks, anything else he needed, she ended up buying them for the boy. And it's the cashier who's kind of posted this story on Facebook and saying how much it moved her. And apparently the old lady shared this little gem as she was doing it. Because obviously everybody was saying, oh, this is so awesome of you to do. And the old woman said, it's important to be kind. You can't know all the times that you've hurt people in tiny, significant ways. It's easy to be cruel without meaning to be. There's nothing you can do about that. But you can choose to be kind. Be kind. And I just can't, like that, I'm all about that, basically. And that's something that I think as I get older, I'm learning to acknowledge more the ways in which I both intentionally and unintentionally hurt people, and trying to kind of watch my mouth and be conscious of that and choose kindness in moments, even when it's difficult to do that. And the more I do that, the more I kind of see good vibes spread more. So I think that just really spoke to me and kind of confirms a thought process that I've been going through a lot recently myself anyway. So those are my words of wisdom.
Awesomes. Awesomeness. Awesome sauce.
All right, friends. So yeah, follow. You can follow me on social media at Bangs in a Bun everywhere on all the things.
I exist on Twitter at Lemel_P. That's really me, mate. Cool. Like, yeah, at me, innit?
So yeah, follow us and then, you know, one, maybe we'll just pop up one day and just do another podcast out of nowhere.
Yeah. In that time, send Bangs flowers, at her with kindness, send her good gems, take Stringer on a walking date if you wanna.
Yeah.
He's ridiculously adorable.
He is, and he's been such a G.
So much. He's like a human. Let's not even get into the levels.
Yeah.
And also, send us topics at us. We're still here, even if we're not here, kind of. Oh my God, sorry. I just had to clap because the fly was crazy.
Wow. Oh, that was...
Airbnb is the worst. But also, let me tell you my Airbnb black story next week or another time, guys. But... Peace.
Yeah, let's talk about that quick reaction time because that was something special. But yes, anyway, be kind to people. Be nice. Spread good vibes. Thank you, guys. Laters.
Bye.